Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Oh, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time. And I'm joined this week, as I am every week at this time, by Tom Lydon. Particularly nice of him because he's taking time out of a trip to Paris to join us. He'll be reporting from Paris, as it were, this week and next. He's got a lengthy trip, but he didn't want to miss this, and we never want to miss Tom. If you want to learn more about what they do at ETF Trends, and remember, it's not just like, hey, here's what's trending. It's everything about the ETF business from soup to nuts. Go to ETFtrends.com. You can follow them on Twitter. They're at ETF Trends, and Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now, he's here, a bit from a great distance away. Greater than normal, even. Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
I probably should have said bonjour, but I'll leave that to the other folks who are there. Instead, I will say our ETF of the week is
the Deutsche Xtrackers Harvest CSI 300 China A-Shares ETF, ticker ASHR.
ASHR. Yes, this is a mouthful. The Deutsche Xtrackers Harvest CSI 300 China A-Shares, ASHR. Now, for folks who don't understand or don't quite pick things up, A-Shares, when it comes to China A-Shares, are different from what Americans think of as A-Shares, which is a class of mutual fund shares or a class of stock shares. A-Shares in China, until recently, have only been things that folks in China could get. If you were investing in China, you were not getting the A-shares, the local Shanghai stock exchange shares. So this is trying to do everything in the native language, the purest play possible. But it's China, Tom, not exactly the spot of the world that I would think would be trending right now. So why this ETF now?
Well, you're right, Chuck. Absolutely. It is. And A-shares have been very hot lately. A lot of people have been hearing about what's going on. Most importantly, as you mentioned, as China has opened up their market to the world, and we haven't had to go through representation of stocks and indexes through Hong Kong, that's been tremendous. But with that, we've also seen valuations go through the roof. And then most recently, in the last 3 weeks, we've seen a huge correction as maybe the air has been let out of the bubble, so to say. So with that, it's one of those opportunities, Chuck, where you and I can talk about a specific asset class and a representation in the global markets, number one. Number two, we can also talk about opportunities that maybe we didn't want to talk that much about when valuations were lofty, but now, as we've seen in 3 weeks, a sell-off of over 30% in this ETF, and now, for the first time in a while, this ETF is below its 200-day average. So, for those that missed an opportunity or felt like they missed out on getting on the ground floor of China opening up their markets to the world, here's ASHR, A-S-H-R, which is one of the, or if not the largest A-share-oriented ETF, number one, that may be available to you. So, what do? As you and I talk about, you watch the trends. Currently, it's below its 200-day average, and we may see more air get let out of the bubble. We may see more selling going on, but for all the right reasons, China wants to continue to promote global money coming into their marketplace. Their regulatory system has loosened it up so more investors outside of China can come in. But most importantly, we've also been talking about how many of the global indexes, specifically MSCI, is now open to including a certain percentage of the allocation to the A-shares marketplace. And I think we'll expect to see that allocation come in the next 4 to 6 weeks. So a great time to add it after we've seen a huge correction. And I think if that happens and we see some support from the Chinese marketplace, we might see this trend reverse, go above its moving average, and maybe long term it might be one of those opportunities to look for. But as we always talk about, make sure you wait for that 200-day average.
You know, we normally talk about where does the allocation come from. I'm curious whether this fund replaces whatever anyone else might be using as a China vehicle, because after all, it's the A-shares. So since this is a different way to buy China, perhaps a more pure play using the A-shares as opposed to buying things in ADR and what have you, does this replace or is it an adjunct to anything that someone might be using for China right now?
Well, it's a great question, Chuck. I mean, for the average American, it's a market that just wasn't available to us before. So as you look at index providers like MSCI that said, hey, we need to move over and make some room for this marketplace, and they're planning on doing that. So for the average investor who hasn't been there either, does this mean that if you have a China-specific fund that you sell it, or that you maybe add on prior to index providers actually opening up? I think you have to leave that up to your own discipline and your own investment goals and decisions. But if you are active in your portfolio, if you are active in your allocation and you're not just buying broad indexes, this might be something to consider. On the other hand, if you let the index providers and then the ETFs and mutual funds that represent them do the work for you, which have done a great job over time, you will eventually, by default, own some of the China A-shares markets as index providers like MSCI open up their doors to the A-shares marketplace.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. As you point out, it's not a pure, hey, go off and look at buying this. It's watch the 200-day moving average and see if you have a place for the Deutsche X-Trackers Harvest CSI 300 China A-shares ETF. ASHR is the ticker symbol. The ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, editor of ETF Trends. For more information, go to ETFTrends.com. And don't forget to follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon, and ETF Trends is at ETF Trends. Tom, it's great to chat with you. Safe travels. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Well, we've just gotten off to a great start on the Thursday edition of Money Life. Up next, the big interview. You don't want to miss it, so don't. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.